Is anyone else completely fed up with the fact that just because I'm white, I'm racist? Today I'm going to discuss a little bit about white guilt, racism against white people, and how black people are under the assumption that they can't be racist because they're black. Also, I'll discuss a little bit about how disagreeing with the president makes me racist only because he's black and not because, you know, I disagree with his policies. I'm also going to discuss a little bit about the Ferguson riots and how, because I'm from that part of the United States, how they affect my opinion on what protesting really is and how much of a gimmick racism has become in today's era. Now, starting with white guilt, it's defined basically as the individual or collective guilt felt by some white people for the racist treatment of people of color by whites, both historically and presently. Now, it's not a debatable fact that white people owned slaves at one time, that black people were oppressed for a very long time. It is, however, highly debatable that black people are oppressed in the same way today that they were in the 1960s or in the 1860s and earlier. Now, to have guilt for what my ancestors did hundreds of years ago, I believe is ridiculous. I don't own slaves. I don't plan to own slaves. Slavery is illegal. And to think that just because my ancestors owned slaves at one point in their time, which was acceptable then, that I all of a sudden have to have some sort of guilt in me and let people of color progress before I do because of that, or to get special privileges because I'm white and I, under the assumption, have this white privilege that keeps me going faster and makes me more successful than people of color is ridiculous. There's no reason for me to give up my opportunities in life that I worked hard for because I'm white and they've just been given to me. And that's, I think, a complete fallacy that has come across in our generation, my generation. And it's perpetrated by the media even more so today because social media and the advancements of the internet make information widely available to everybody, which is good and a bad thing at the same time because, you know, on another topic you can come to control people and whatever and how they think, but I just don't believe that white guilt exists or should exist. It exists, but it should not exist. It's not my fault. It's not any of my friends' fault. And just because I'm white doesn't automatically make me racist. And it shouldn't automatically make anyone else racist, no matter if you're white, black, yellow, brown, whatever. If the roles were reversed and black people owned slaves, they shouldn't have black guilt or shame in their own culture because of that. It's history. We learn from it. We move on. We become better as a humanity. Now, moving on to if we disagree with the president, that automatically makes somebody racist. Now, this has never happened in the history of the presidency. One, we historically had the first black president in 2008 and to present. So the media portrays anyone that disagrees with the president as a racist. And this is because he's black. It's got nothing to do with anything else. They try to play the race card to make people guilty and to just agree with them and the president on all their policies. Because if you don't, you're racist. If you do, you're not racist. And everyone's so afraid of being called a racist these days that they don't want their image tarnished. So they just agree with them for the sake of saving face instead of, you know, not being that silent majority that can actually affect change with their votes. But, you know, if you keep playing the same drum, keep telling people that they're racist, this is what will happen. You will end up effectively controlling the entire populace, because you can move them in a direction towards your agenda and keep them silent based on the fact that they will be prosecuted, figuratively prosecuted, on any social media site, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, as a racist bigot who is just mad because the president's black and, you know, la-di-da, which is completely false. Conservatives and liberals have always disagreed on things, whether or not the president is black or white or whatever. It's not about that. It's about the fundamental policies that the president stands for. And if you're a conservative, you're just so happen to disagree with a black guy because the president just so happens to be black. And coming on to the Ferguson riots, so the background story basically is a police officer was threatened by a black male. So far the evidence points to the black male was irate, possibly on some sort of drugs or whatever, but the media portrayed it as an execution. Now the autopsy report, or the preliminary autopsy report, shows that there were 6 shots into Michael Brown from Darren Wilson, and all 6 shots were in the front of Michael Brown, or his front body area. So it supports the fact that Michael Brown was running towards Darren Wilson and not away from, as the so-called quote-unquote eyewitness reports say. Now, what the media never reported is that there were 2 separate protests going on. One was the riots that we all saw on television with the looting and the burning down of the Quick Trip and the tear gassing of the rioters and all that. And the second one was an actual protest with Michael Brown's family and friends. They were actually doing a peaceful protest, and that was never shown in the media. But I'm from Florissant, Missouri, which is literally a mile away from Ferguson. They border each other, a mile away from the actual riots that were happening. So, and my brother is still there. I'm not there right now, but I get my information from him, because you can't trust the media to actually report on something tangible anymore. So the reason is that they're protesting / rioting for the demilitarization of the police, and the fact that they say that because Darren Wilson was a white man, he shot Michael Brown because he was black, which we all know is false. I mean, I'm sure there's racial profiling. We do it to Muslims, we do it to black people in bad neighborhoods and stuff, and so far it's a stereotype, but sometimes stereotypes are true, otherwise they wouldn't be around. And that comes to how I think about protesting and the actual protesting that's going on in Ferguson still today has nothing to do with the Michael Brown case anymore. There's a lot of GoFundMe accounts for this, and people are getting their bail paid when they get arrested for disobeying the law, and that's basically all it's about anymore. It's about how much money can I get from this cause, or this quote-unquote cause. So I believe that they're just playing the race card to get money, because a lot of the people there don't have jobs. It's run by a man named Umar Lee, or Brett Lee is his actual name. And he has no job. He still lives with his mom. He protests all night long, sleeps all day, and then goes back and does it again. And he uses intimidation, and he tries to force the hand of the cop, or the police officers, to hit him so he can get back onto the national media. And he sits and records it, and he uses provocation to get the cop to basically retaliate to his to his agenda. That's what he wants. He wants to show the cops as bad people and not there to serve and protect. And that's basically the gist of the actual riots that are still going on in Ferguson today. And it's a little ridiculous to me that we even give people like that their 15 minutes of fame, because it goes straight to their head and they don't even care anymore. They'll do whatever it takes to keep on that fame, to keep it, to basically stay into that spotlight. And this goes into using the race card for reasons it was unintended for. So you have legitimate claims to race or to racism, especially if you pull over or you get pulled over by a cop and a cop says, "I pulled you over because you're black." That's racism. Now, to sit and say that anything you do because of the color of your skin is racism is, in fact, racism. Like, you are fulfilling that definition of racism. Whether, if you're a black person that says you're racist because you're white, and I can't be racist because I'm black, that's essentially racism. You are oppressing me as the white person to serve your personal gain, and that is racism. And black people can be racist. Anyone can be racist. Mexicans can be racist. Black people can be racist. Asians can be racist. And we kind of feel, and this goes into a little bit of the white guilt deal that's going on still, that we feel that it's okay, it's acceptable for black people to be racist because we, as white people as a whole, were racist for so long. And that is a fact I feel unacceptable. If racism shouldn't exist today, it should not exist for anyone. And the only people that bring up racism anymore is for personal gain. You have Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and they show their face at every possible attempt to bring up the race card. And then they have the audacity to ask for donations at these events that they attend. And it's surprising that black people don't see that as often as other people do. And they are, in a sense, conning their own race, which is, kind of evil, in my opinion. But thanks for listening to my podcast. I'm just doing this for a class, so it's pretty rudimentary at best. So thanks for listening. Maybe I'll keep doing this. I don't know. So maybe keep an eye out.